Caleb May, known to your fans as Kid Dash, welcome.
Thank you.
Since so much of hip-hop music in the last 30 years has focused on urban experiences, what was it like to become a rapper and hone your craft in a rural setting like Waterloo?
Coming from an all-white area and being a white kid myself, doing hip-hop just was frowned upon. They took it as mockery rather than a serious, you know, dream or passion.
As a matter of fact, white rappers still aren't that common at the top of the game. So do you feel extra pressure to perform or extra baggage because of that?
In a sense, there can be extra baggage, but it's a new era. And I think a lot of the industry, people on the labels are actually taking grasp to white artists. I mean, such as Macklemore here recently, you know, winning 4 Grammys as independent. It's seeming to be more smiled upon rather than doubted. And I mean, I think it could be good for hip-hop industry.
And certainly good for Kid Dash.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who in the rap game do you think influenced you in particular and why?
It has to be Drake would be my biggest influence as of right now. Back when I first started, it was Kanye West had a big influence on me. Just because growing up with all the negativity and doubt that I had, Kanye had that attitude to, he worked for his and he earned his, so nobody can really take away what he's gained. And that's the way I felt. I'm going to keep making music as much as I want and keep succeeding in music no matter how many people tell me I can't do it.
So it was almost an act of, well, certainly courage, but defiance that kept you going forward in those early days?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, now, how did Hype Magazine find out about you?
It was actually pretty ironic because my mom, she would send me links to these websites and was like, hey, you need to put your video on here. You need to put your video on here. Most of those, 75% of those are probably scams. They're probably just spam accounts that are fake. Well, sure enough, she sent my video to Hype Magazine online, and 4 months later, I got a call from Robert Terrell himself. He wants to put me on tour with Hype Nation. I'd have to thank my mom for that one.
Where will this upcoming tour be taking you and your team?
We'll start on February 4th. We'll hit Atlanta, Georgia, and then we'll hit Jackson, Mississippi. And then the third stop will be Memphis, Tennessee. And then we'll go ahead and go straight to Allentown. And after Allentown, we go to New York. I'm looking forward to that one. And then we'll have Detroit, Michigan, and then Indianapolis, and then Charlotte, North Carolina.
And how long of a time period is this covering?
It'd be about 8 days in total.
Oh my goodness. Have you ever taken on such a traveling touring project like this?
No, I've never even been outside the border states of Michigan, Ohio, and Kentucky or Illinois. So it's going to be a new experience for me.
And look out, world. Yeah. The kid is on his way. What is it about your verses that are unique to you?
You know, rappers and stuff want to rap about the money and the cars and the clothes. And in a sense, I do the same through my music, but I do it in a future tense. Like when I talk about it, I'm talking about my dream and what I want to achieve with it, where I want to be in the future with it. I feel like it's just false hope if you're talking about it now when you don't have it, or talking to the kids like you have to have that to be successful, because you don't need that stuff. You just need your hope, your dream, and to keep pushing forward. No matter how many people tell you you can't do it, you can do it.
How do you measure success? Do you want to be king or kid in your case of the world, or something else?
I measure success by inspiration. The more people you inspire and the more lives you've changed and impact on people that you have, that's how you measure greatness. That's my goal with the music, is to make people remember and to inspire, and for kids to be like, you know, grow up and be like, I want to be like that. That's the kind of artist I want to be. I don't care who says I can't do it or won't do it. I'm going to do it because he inspired me to do so. You know, hope is the strongest thing you can give somebody. You can give one person his hope. And without hope, we really have nothing to fight for. Really have nothing to achieve without hope. So to give hope is the ultimate power, I think.
Caleb May, known to his fans as Kid Dash, is a hip-hop artist from Waterloo, Indiana, about to go on the road as part of Hype Magazine and Wealth Nation Entertainment's Hype Nation Tour. He joined us today in the WBOI studios. Thank you so much for sharing your time and your message with us, Caleb.
Oh, it was a pleasure having me. Thank you.